Eddie Cantor is on the air. Scientists do great things in the laboratory. They're proving ground. They take an atom you can't see, shatter it, and measure the energy or power it releases. But you don't have to be a scientist to measure the energy of your gasoline. In winter, every car is a laboratory, a real proving ground for gasoline. Fire Chief gasoline was specially developed for fire engines and other emergency vehicles, so in any car, on even the coldest day, Fire Chief delivers emergency starting power, gets you going in less than 10 turns of the engine, warms up the motor faster, and gives you full power and pickup in traffic and on the road. Fire Chief, the emergency gasoline, is available at no extra price at more than 45,000 Texaco stations from coast to coast. So next time, try a Texaco dealer. And here is Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy. Hello. Well, let's continue going around, finding out what people want from our program.
Say, Eddie, did you hear about Bing Crosby's new baby boy?
Yeah. Now, we didn't have much luck last week.
Did you wire Bing?
Yeah, asking people... Huh? Yeah. So I wired Bing and sent his wife, Dixie, some flowers.
Some sunflowers?
Yeah. No, stop kidding, will you, Jimmy? Yeah.
Say, one thing about Crosby, he's got four boys, but never talks about them.
Yeah, but he's putting people out of work just the same. He has four racehorses and now four boys.
And that's putting people out of work?
Sure, he's raising his own jockeys. All right, now let's get started finding out what people want.
Well, it's too bad some people get what they don't want, eh, Eddie?
Yeah, sometimes I wish... Stop, will you, please? Will you? Let's get started on our program. Where's Renard? Oh, Jack. Hello, Renard. Well.
Here I am, Eddie. I just ran back from the hospital. Gee, Crosby's new boy is cute.
Yeah.
Say, Eddie, how come you never had...
All right, how come I never had? I'm satisfied. I've got five girls.
Gee, Eddie, Bing's new baby is so
Bingy's.
Fat...
Bingy's? Bingy? Oh, you're giving him a new name, huh? Bingy.
Bing's new baby is so fat, I couldn't hold him in my lap.
Renard, you haven't had a lap in years. Well, are we all ready to go?
Wait a minute. Here's somebody we can take along. Pinky Tomlin.
Well, Pinky, well.
Hey, Mr. Cantor, could you let me borrow $50?
Sure, tickle to death. At least it's a change of subject. What do you want with $50?
To pay off a bet. I bet Bing Crosby wouldn't be a boy.
Now, you're going to start, Pat. Listen, Tomlin, I'm a desperate man. I won't be responsible for what I do if I hear one more...
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy, Mr. Cantor. You're nervous and upset. You know, Idaho's swell for a vacation.
Well, maybe you're right, but I've never been to Idaho. What's the best place to see?
The capital.
Yeah, what's that?
Boys.
Oh! I'll kill myself.
Stop aggravating Eddie. He's having enough trouble trying to find out what people want us to do on the program.
Yeah, nobody tells me. Nobody even answers my letters.
Well, no wonder folks don't answer your letters. They don't believe you sent them.
Yeah, why not?
Well, who'd expect any mail from Cantor?
Yeah. That's enough. And I won't even lend you $50.
Oh, hello, boy.
Fifi, well. Fifi, you look beautiful.
Monsieur Cantor, do you ever wet your lips and stand outside in the wind?
Do I ever wet my lips and stand outside in the wind? Why? Why do you ask that?
Well, Pinky, he tell me that you want to get a little chap.
A little... Oh! So you're in on this, too. Go on. Tell me that I'm nervous and I should go away for a rest. Go ahead.
I think you should go to Arizona. You can see the boys.
Not Arizona. It's Idaho. Idaho. Idaho is where you see boys.
No. Arizona. That is where you see the twin boys.
Twin boys in Arizona?
You have never heard of Tucson?
Tucson? Oh. Oh, Jimmy, if we don't get out of here, I'll go crazy.
Put the phone. I'll take it, Eddie. Hello?
Mr. Cantor, please. It's Bing Crosby calling from Santa Anita.
Oh, Eddie, it's Bing Crosby.
It's Bing Crosby. Hello, Bing. This is Cantor.
Are you sure this is Cantor?
Why, yes.
And listen to this, Cantor.
sure it was a horse laugh. It came from Santa Anita. Yeah. What, again? All right, I'll take it this time. Hello? Hello. Oh, hello, Ida.
Oh, Eddie, did you hear about Bing Crosby?
Yeah, that's all I've been hearing. Now, Ida, please.
All right, all right. Now, I want you to do something that's very important.
Important? Yes, Ida. Go on.
On your way home tonight...
Yes?
Stop at the music store.
The music store, yes?
And bring home a record of Crosby's, which I ordered.
Okay, okay. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Where are you going?
I'm going after Bing Crosby's record. I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says, you got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says, you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl says you are foul. Why don't you play more snooty? Even the vulture says you've no culture. You're Rudy Tooty. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob. They are saying you're off the cob.
Country gentlemen.
Mute that horn with your Tom O'Shanter. Toot that comb. Just follow candor, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight. You know, Bob White, you may think it absurd, but much of my progress I owe to the bird. In the songs I have sung, I have gone hobnobbin' with bluebird and blackbird and red, red robin. I follow the swallow, I follow the seagull, and I have been true to the American eagle. I know all the birds, from the wren to the oriole. I can name them all too, but I don't want to bore you all. Birds ate from my hand at the zoo in New York. Birds are my pals, that is all but the stork. He's called on me, yes, he's a five-time offender, but all that he brings is the feminine gender. Can there be any wonder that I've become sore when I can't get one son and some crooner gets four? Shame on you, stork, robbing me of my joy. Why do you bring bing a big bouncing boy? There's a lot of talk about you, Bing, how you sing, swing, and everything. Hold your horses, Bing Crosby. Take my word, you'll hear no more from the doggone bird. Goodbye, stork. I really broke it up tonight.
Say, Eddie, I guess we just wasted our time going around to the homes last week asking people what to do on our program.
Yeah, but we'll find out. Look, our studio audience here contains visitors from every part of the country. We'll just ask them, huh?
Good idea.
Mr. Cantor,
yep.
I'm an usher here, and I hear what the people say about your program.
Yeah? What do they want me to do?
Well, you don't have to do it. This is a free country.
Yeah. I see. Well, never mind. I'll find out. I'll ask these folks in the front row. Pardon me, sir, but what's your opinion of our show?
I can answer that in one word. I just told my wife here that Eddie Cantor is funny.
Yeah.
That's not what you said, Dominic. You said funny looking.
Yep.
All right. Don't tell me what I said. What's the matter? You stuck on him?
Yep. Wait a minute. You have no right to say that about her.
Shut up, you. I'll take care of him.
What is that?
Dominic, you'll be sorry when I get through with you.
But, madam, this is no place for a fight.
Then what did you start it for?
Me? Me? Why, I never even spoke to you.
Oh, she's not good enough to speak to, huh?
Wait a minute.
You see, Laura, I was right about that Cantor guy.
Yeah, but you didn't have to call him names.
I said it and I'll repeat it. Cantor's a dope.
Now, quiet, mister. Wait a minute. You're insulting me here with millions of people listening?
Could I find a better place?
Wait a minute.
Besides, I don't like your looks.
Yeah, what's the matter with my face?
Yeah, what's the matter with his face?
You call that a face?
Yeah, well, it came with the body. Look, I don't want trouble. I just want to know what people want from me.
Oh, we got to tell you what to do, huh?
No. I know what to do.
Then why do you go around bothering people, stirring up trouble? Getting my husband to make a fool of himself.
Don't call me a fool.
Okay. Okay, forget I asked you. Don't tell me. Don't put yourself out.
Oh, you want to put us out.
Mister, believe me, you'll never catch me putting you out.
I see. You're going to sneak up behind us,
yeah,
huh?
Wait a minute. Listen, I don't want you to leave.
Oh, you want us to stay here and suffer, huh?
How can you complain? These seats cost you nothing.
Don't you think my time is worth something? Hey, Cantor, what do you think I do with my time?
It doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, I'd like to know. Dominic, where were you last night till 12:30?
You see what you started, Cantor? You're a no-good troublemaker. I'm sorry I accepted the tickets to come here.
Yeah, where did you get the tickets?
From my brother-in-law. I smashed up his car and he wanted to get even with me.
Wait a minute.
Look, you leave my brother out of this. You're wearing his suit.
Now, wait a minute. Look at... Wait a minute. You've got people laughing at you.
That's more than you can say.
Say, he's right. They are laughing. I never was so humiliated. I'm going up to my mother.
Go on and take her a dog biscuit.
Boy, well, thank goodness, Jimmy, all the excitement and interruptions are over for tonight.
Yeah, that's what you think. Look who's here.
The Mad Russian. Well, man.
How do you do?
Tell me, sir, what do you want here?
I came to finish the singing lesson we started last week, Weasel Puss.
Yep. Wait a minute. But I don't need you. I'm a finished singer. I'm a well-known profundo.
Are you taking anything for it?
I said I'm a profundo. I'm profundo.
I'm profound of you, too.
Why, you know nothing about singing. Let me hear you sing.
I can sing any song.
Do you know by mere Mr. Shane?
Thank you. You're pretty, too.
Will you teach me something if you expect me to take a lesson? Go ahead.
Very well. You see, there are several kinds, different kinds of singing.
Yes.
For instance, there is the nasal, which is the uptone, and the stomach, which is the downtone.
And I suppose in the middle, there is the crosstone.
Would you like a transfer?
Yeah, get away from me! Would you continue flappy ears? Go ahead, before I forget myself. Go ahead.
You think you're strong, eh?
Yes.
Why, I take one look at myself in the mirror.
Yes, go on.
One look. That's all I can stand.
Russian, I am convinced that you are musically ignorant.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
My oh my. I can give you fancy too.
Go ahead.
Kindly sing Moderato, Pizzicato, Tremolo, and Danto Pianissimo alla forte.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You don't know either.
Will you please give me a singing lesson or call it off?
Go ahead, sing the scale.
All right. Do, re, mi, fa, sol.
That's the voice.
La, ti, do.
That's the voice.
You like it?
No, that's the worst thing I ever heard.
Get away from me. Then I want to return the compliment. Do you know that you have a ring in your voice?
A sweet ring?
No, a hair ring.
Shut up.
That'll hold you, you mad Russian. Why, you big...
Wait. Try this for me.
Go ahead.
Sing the vowels, O-E, together. O-E, O-E.
O-E, 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 O-E. Well, tell me, how long do I have to say O-E?
Till the rest of the pigs catch up with you.
Get away from me.
Eddie. Say, Eddie.
Yes?
Down there, a gentleman's waving his hand at you.
What is it, mister?
Mr. Cantor, I'm one of your oldest listeners.
Yep.
I remember when you used to do those fairy tales like Cinderella and Little Red Riding Hood. Why don't you do one of those on your program?
All right, at last we have a good suggestion. Tonight we'll give you our version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And while we get ready... Thank you. And while we get ready, we bring you a modern princess, Diana Durbin.
Oh!
seen those one-eyed cars with a burned-out headlight bulb confusing other drivers? You've had to stop short behind other cars because the taillight was dimmed by mud and dust. You've strained your eyes to see through a dirty, spotted windshield. Your Texaco dealer has a solution for all that. It's called Circle Service. When you stop for a tank full of Fire Chief gasoline, he circles around your car, cleans the windshield and rear window, headlight and stoplight lenses, notes the inflation of your tires, checks the oil and adds water. These are some of the things which help save you time and money and makes driving safer for you and your family. Circle Service means a lot and costs you nothing. Remember, Circle Service goes with Fire Chief. The only gasoline famous from coast to coast is the emergency duty gasoline. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
You want to hear it. All right?
And now, Eddie Cantor's version of Snow White.
On the road to Mandalay, where the old flotilla
lies. Why, that sounds like my fairy prince. Oh, prince, prince, here, prince. Here, prince, 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 prince. Here, prince.
Ah, my darling Snow White, at last we've met.
Yes.
You are so gorgeous, so lovely, so wonderful. There was only one who was more beautiful than you.
And who is that?
Me.
Yep. A shrinking varlet.
Oh, Snow White, I love you. Tomorrow I shall announce our marriage.
Oh, no, please, fairy prince. We must marry quietly. I'm so afraid of my stepmama.
Well, why? Why are you afraid? Is she mean to you?
Oh, she's awful. She's so mean, she puts gravy on the cornflakes to make it harder for me to wash the dishes. Look.
Out of my way. Out of my way.
My stepmother. Here she is.
How do you do? Fairy prince, why marry Snow White instead of me?
Snow White has a beautiful figure. Look at her curve.
If it's curves you want, look at mine.
Yeah. Couldn't ask any more from a pretzel. You can't blame him, stepmother. I am the fairest in all the land.
You lie, and I will prove to you with my magic mirror. Listen. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Yeah. I ask to, with your permission, who is more beautiful, Snow White or me? Speak up, mirror. This is an audition.
You're okay, queen. You are grand. But Snow White is the fairest in all the
land. Snow White, eh? Snow White, when I get finished with her, she'll be battleship gray. Snow White, go back into the kitchen where you belong.
Yes, stepmother.
Fix my lunch. You'll find the ham on the table.
All right. I'll take a small piece myself.
Wait a minute. You're going to eat ham?
Don't get excited, Jimmy. This is just a fairy tale.
Very well, very well. Goodbye, you gorgeous creature.
Oh, my fairy prince has gone.
Yes, she's gone. And yes, little Snow White, you beautiful vamp. I will kill you, and that's why the lady is a tramp. Oh, woodchopper, woodchopper.
Did you call me, Your Majesty?
Young man, if you don't kill Snow White, I'll have you stripped of your medals. It's treason.
Stripped of my medals for treason?
How do you like that? Even in those days, they had stripped treason.
Well, here we are in the forest, Snow White. What do you think I ought to do?
Don't ax me.
Gosh, I don't know what to do. I never hit anybody with an axe.
It isn't hard, Pinky. Just hand me the axe, see? Now, bend down and put your head...
Hey, wait a minute. Who's getting killed around here?
The way the sketch is going, I think it's the audience.
Snow White, I haven't the heart to kill you. I'll leave you here in the forest and wish you the best of luck.
All right, woodchopper, is that all you have to say?
Well, I'd just like to add that that's the worst exit line that was ever given to any radio actor.
Here I am, all alone in the forest.
You are not alone. I am here.
Ah, but who? Who are you?
I am a little bird, and you are Snow White.
How did you know?
You told me at rehearsal this morning.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. How do you like that, a bird with a French accent? Tell me, little bird, where can I find a place to sleep?
Did you ever live among the birds?
Yes, with my stepmother. She's an old crow.
Come, Snow White, let us walk through the woods. Look how beautiful the forest is.
Yes.
Babble, babble, babble.
Babble, babble, babble.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm a brook.
Well, stop running. Go ahead.
Look, here is the house of the seven dwarfs. Just knock on the door and they will let you in.
Thank you, little bird. I'll do that. What are the names of the seven dwarfs?
Jack Renard.
Jack Renard. Looks like something Santa Claus left over. The little bird has gone. I will knock on the door.
Come in, Snow White.
Oh, how did you know I was coming?
I was talking to the whippoorwill.
What did he say?
He said the queen was out to kill. Snow White, what you gonna do tonight? Root-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot.
I wonder if you'd let me stay in your house.
Well, I am seven dwarfs. I'll have to get all of me to go into conference first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think we should let Snow White stay?
Give me time to think it over.
Say, wait a minute. Say, are you talking to yourself?
Yes, and I'm getting such dopey answers. Snow White?
Yes.
Stay here while I go and look after my diamond mine.
You have a diamond mine?
Yes, I have a big company.
I know. I can see your corporation from here.
Remember? Don't let anybody in while I'm gone, because it may be the cruel queen. Farewell, Snow White.
Farewell.
The mirror told me Snow White lives here with the seven dwarfs. I'll put an end to her. I'll give her this poison apple, and after she takes one bite, she'll be out of my way.
There.
It's me, a poor old lady.
Hello, poor old lady.
Snow White, I brought you this beautiful apple.
Is it good?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes, tell me, is it a good apple?
It's a pippin. The apples I'm selling are just as nice as I am.
Oh, crab apples, huh?
Go on, Snow White. Take a bite from this apple.
Don't rush me. Tell me, how does it feel to be an old lady?
You'll never know.
Well, I don't care. I'm the fairest creature in all the land.
Now you are. But afterwards.
Snow White, I'm asking you for the last time, eat this apple.
No.
Why not?
I'm no fool. I saw the picture.
Snow White, listen to me. You eat this apple, and I'll give you some pickles.
Pickles and apples?
Sure, it says here on the paper, Snow White eats apples with relish.
With relish, go away. All right, give me the apple. I'll eat it.
Here you are. She bit it. Tell me, Snow White, how do you feel?
Oh, I feel fine. I'm going to take another bite.
Something is wrong somewhere. Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a doctor. I'll examine her. Yep, Snow White is dead.
I'm not dead. I feel perfectly all right.
Lie down. Don't make a fool out of the doctor. Yep.
Well, if I'm dead, I might as well lie down.
Well, another one got knocked off by a big apple.
Oh, poor Snow White is dead. Oh, where to run to? Where shall I go? How can I bring her to life again? I don't know which way to turn.
Yeah, turn back two pages and I'm alive again.
Quiet, you're supposed to be dead.
Renard.
What?
You know, I look healthier dead than you look alive.
Hush while I say eulogy.
Eulogy.
Oh, Snow White, at your feet I kneel, right beside your apple peel. Even though I'm just a dwarf, my heart for you is filled with lore. Only a while ago, how you laughed.
Hurry up, Renard. I'm in a draft.
Quiet. You're dead. Here's the fairy prince.
Oh, my darling Snow White. I will kneel and kiss you to awaken you from your slumber.
Oh.
See, she is awakening. I will kiss her again.
Mm. Oh, are you the fairy prince about whom I dreamed and for whom I've suffered?
Oh, yes, Snow White, it is I.
Yes? Well, then give me another.
What, another kiss?
No, another poison apple.
This completes the story of Snow White. We got more laughs than we thought we might. Mr. Kenner played Snow White, and here's the folks who helped him tonight.
The Mad Russian as the Queen.
I was talking to the magic mirror. He said I was pretty, like Norma Shearer.
You mean it?
You said it.
Snow White, boy, you sure acted up tonight.
I'm Fifi. I was heard as a cute little bird.
I'm Timmy, so I kissed the princess.
I'm Jack Renard. I'm a big tub of lard. As an actor, I'm full of cheese blinches.
Mr. Disney, we apologize to you and all of you cartoon guys.
We were terrible.
We'd have won the Academy Award if the audience hadn't snored.
No one.
We really messed you up tonight.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's through.
In a half an hour from now, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Ben Burney goes on the air on the same network. Do tune in on him. He should have a good show. Thank you and good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.